I'm Madison Fitzpatrick with the latest on COVID-19. The Prime Minister says the federal wage subsidy for employees and businesses suffering during the pandemic will last at least through the summer. The subsidy was set to expire in the first week of June, only a few weeks after the first payment rolled out. Trudeau is also asking companies to rehire laid-off staff, many who've received aid from an emergency benefit that has gone over budget. Five members of the Canadian Armed Forces have contracted COVID-19 while assisting at long-term care homes in Ontario and Quebec. A statement from the military confirms one member serving at a care home in Ontario has become ill and four in facilities in Quebec. The Armed Forces have approximately 1,400 personnel committed to 25 long-term care facilities in Quebec and 275 members at five facilities in Ontario. Air Canada plans to lay off at least 20,000 employees as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to wreak havoc on the airline industry. To minimize the number of layoffs, Air Canada will ask flight attendants to slash their schedules, go on leave for up to 2 years, or resign with travel privileges. Nationwide, there are 74,613 cases of COVID-19, 5,562 deaths, and almost 37,000 cases resolved. Keep listening for more updates as they happen across Canada.